Book critic John Leonard says Vladimir Nabokov is the greatest writer never to have received a Nobel Prize. There's a new biography of Nabokov by Brian Boyd, and John has this review.
Vladimir Nabokov seems not to have dreamed, at least not very often in his first 40 years, or else he repressed those dreams. His intrepid and worshipful biographer, Brian Boyd, reports just two in these 600 pages. The first is a trifle. The second is more fraught. When Nabokov was 18, writing poems, loving women, and ignoring the Bolshevik Revolution, he was struck down by appendicitis. Under ether, he imagined himself in a sailor suit, being cut up like one of his famous butterflies. "My own vitals were being exposed," he reported. "The soaking, ice-cold absorbent cotton pressed to the insect's Lemurian head, the subsiding spasms of its body, the satisfying crackle produced by the pin penetrating the hard crust of its thorax." Well, you'd give up anesthetics too, and maybe even dreaming, if that's what happened when you lost control of your consciousness. It's clear from this first volume, covering Nabokov's years in St. Petersburg and Berlin, that he was a hero of consciousness. He'd find in anything at all deeper and deeper meanings, patterns, harmonies, butterflies pinned to a chessboard, sunsets and mirrors in stained glass, anagrams all of his own brilliant making. His was an art for life's sake, Boyd tells us. If you can't go back to the past, you can, if you're clever enough, create what Nabokov called intangible property, unreal estate, as rich as the Byzantine imagery of the Orthodox Church he disdained, as he disdained Freud, Marx, Darwin, and every other determinism of the 19th and 20th centuries. Deaf to music, indifferent to politics, opposed to the very idea of a future, this chain-smoking insomniac, amateur boxer, semi-pro tennis player, womanizing lyric poet, having been chased out of Russia by Lenin and out of Germany by Hitler, went into a lifelong exile with his jigsaw puzzles, his magic kits, and his symbolist booklets, wearing spats in a derby, to dream in novels of artist madmen and artist criminals, of insanity and suicide, of strangled wives and slaughtered sons and debauched nymphettes. He was, we are told, a happy man. If you think you already know enough about Nabokov from his own triumphant autobiography, Speak Memory, or from the novels in which he reworked every shred of his life, think again. Boyd, a New Zealand critic, recasts every poem and story, and revisits every square foot of Prague, Cambridge, and the Crimea. We meet Nabokov's martyred father, a diplomat and newspaper editor, his gun-toting mother, who converted to Christian Science, his Russian-Jewish wife, Vera, who appeared first at a costume ball, wearing a black mask wolf's head. From Boyd's wealth of anecdote, we construct our own Nabokov, out of his doubles and pseudonyms, resentments and obsessions, the perfect modernist, a labyrinth of mirrors. I wonder what accounts for his hatred and fear of homosexuals. What if he had accepted the offer to ship out as a stoker on a boat to Indochina? What if Vera had slept around? What if he had to kill Dostoevsky in his literary criticism because he hadn't been allowed in real life to kill his own perfect father? A right-wing assassin did it for him. What if the author of The Gift, Pale Fire, and Ada seethed to the end in a rage for Zembla, or Antiterra, or some other insect world of his own feverish imagination? Tune in next year for Volume 2, The American Years.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Vladimir Nabokov, The Russian Years by Brian Boyd.